This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom Aleichem and Bruchim Habayim. In the Torah we find that Rachel Imenu selflessly gives over the simanim to her sister Leah. And with this, Leah gets married to Yaakov, while Yaakov was thinking it was Rachel. Pasuk says, Vayhi baboiker. It was in the morning. Vihine hi Leah. He thought it was Rachel, but in the morning it was Leah. Says Rashi, famous Chazal, Avul balayla loy hoysa Leah. By night it wasn't Leah. Who was it? It's Mashma. In the morning it was Leah. By night it was not Leah. And says Rashi, Lefisha Masr, Yaakov simanim l'Rachel. Yaakov gave simanim to Rachel. Here Rashi takes on that the simanim were given from Yaakov to Rachel. Soon we'll see a medrash that was actually the reverse. It was Rachel who knew well who her father was. She knew well what kind of a liar, what kind of a cheat her father was. So she gave the simanim to Yaakov. Al kolpanim, Rashi learns that the simanim were Masar Yaakov simanim l'Rachel. Mefarshim tell us that the simanim were chana, and that is hadlakas neiris, chala, and nida, all the things that a woman has to keep her mitzvahs in the home. Those were the simanim chana. It was chala, nida, and hadlakas neiris. Ukishrotz Rachel shmachnisin leileya, and when Rachel sees that they're putting Leah instead of her, Omra achshav ticholei machoisi, now I see my sister will be extremely embarrassed. Omdu masulois and simanim. So she got up and selflessly gave over the simanim to her sister to let her sister marry Yaakov. You look at the Midrashim, Chazal, we see that there was no greater story, no greater act than the Mesirah Simanim in the history of Klal Yisrael that gives us all our survival, the schus of the Mesirah Simanim, the greatest thing, to the point that it is this act, the selfless act of Rachel Imenu, that is our survival throughout the Golosin and keeps us alive throughout all the tzaras that we went through all the dairis. There's a medrash, some famous medrash in the Psicha of Eicha Rabba, Chav Dalid, B'shah Shecharav Beis HaMikdosh, the time when the Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed, Bo Avram Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avram Avinu comes to the Rabbeinu Shloilam Boichum and married Ziknoi, he's crying, he's pulling out his hair, Toilas Saris Roishai, the hair from his head, the hair from his beard, Umakis Ponov, and he's hitting himself on the face with Kredes Begadov, Eifral Roishai, all the acts of mourning, Vahoya Mahalech, Beves Hamikdosh, Vesayfeit, Vetsayek. And he's screaming, he's crying, Ama Lefono, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, in front of the Rabbeinu Shloilam, Neiman Shtanisimi Koluma Veloshin, Shabasi de Bushachlima Zois. Why my children, the nation that comes from me, is different than all other nations? That such a busha, such a chlima, the tzaras of Klal Yisrael through the dairis is unmatched, unparalleled to anything that any other nation has ever went through. And through acts of degradation. Churban was not only in pain and suffering, but it was in degradation. It was a bushan, it was a chlima. And Avram is asking by Borei Olam, why? Favos, what is Galus, Klal Yisrael? Why are they going through such suffering? Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, Banecha Chatu, your children sinned. Chatoyim. Chatoyim agayrim churban in galus. Miad pasach Avraham lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'omar Ribonai shaloi lom L'meya shana nasata li ben uksh'omer al daitai V'yabachim ben shloishim b'sheva shonim Amarta li aleu loila. You gave me a child. I was 100 years old waiting for this child. And when you finally gave him to me 37 years later, you tell me that I should go be makiv him as an oila. I should bring him up as a carbon. And what did I do? I took this child, Naseisi Olav ki achzor v'lerichamti Olav. I was merciless. I didn't have any mercy. I was merciless. And I didn't have rachmonis, and I took him and I tied him up to be makrif. V'leitiskeli zois v'leitirachim abonai. You don't have rachmonis on my children. I always understood the Medrash to be saying, it's not a mida keneged mida. If he was merachem, so you can ask the Rabbeinu Shalom, mida keneged mida, have rachmonis. But he's saying, I was not merachem. I gave up my rachmonis. I overcame my rachmonis. So what is he asking Avraham Avinu in this place? You should have rachmonis. I always understood that he was telling the Rabbeinu Shalom, the fact that I was not merachim and I gave up the rachmonis, I was makriv my rachmonis. I brought a korban. That korban was my rachmonis. That was also part of my korban. So use the korban rachmonis. Use the sacrifice of the rachmonis as a korban to be mechaper and to be merachim on Klal Yisrael. And yet we see that it did not move the Eibishter. Rabbeinu Shem was not moved by it. It wasn't enough of a schus for Klal Yisrael to be saved. Comes Yitzchak. Pasach Yitzchak v'yomar. Yitzchak Avinu comes. And he says, Rabbeinu Shalom, Kishomer li'abo Elohim yir le'aseh li'oy l'bni. My father said, I'm going to be the carbon. I went with my own free will. Willingly I went. To be an Akeda, to be a carbon. That's a schus. Can't that schus save my children, Klal Yisrael? Pasach Yaakov Omar. Yaakov Avinu starts to talk. Ribayno Elamim, Leyeshim Shana, Madati Beves Lavon. You know how much Yisurim I had. And nevertheless, I learned Torah. And nevertheless, I was Emes Liakiv. I don't have enough schus to save Klal Yisrael. Pasach Meisha v'amar. Then Meisha Rabbeinu chimes in and he says, L'idoyen Emen ha'yisal Yisrael. Was I not a loyal leader? V'ratzisi lifneim kesuz b'midbar. I went like a horse, without any question, with diligence, with strength. I went like a horse to do and lead Klal Yisrael in the midbar. Is that not enough of a schus? And the answer was silence. The Rabbi Yisrael is not moved by all of this. Comes Rachel Imenu, lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'omran. She says, Ribbono shel Olam, goli lefanecha, sheYaakov avdecha avtoni avi yaseira. You know that Yaakov loved me, v'avad b'shvili, and he worked for me, sheva shonim, for 7 years. And ukeshishlimo yisheva shonim, v'gizmanesu lebali, yo'atz ovi lach lifeini lebali. He wanted to switch me. I had a very difficult to accept, to see that my sister would have to go through this embarrassment. And here the Chazal, like I explained to you in the Rashi, are arguing the way Rashi learns that it was Yaakov who gave Rachel the simonim. And here Chazal are telling us that it's actually Rachel. Masarti lo simon. Rachel says clearly, I was the one who gave him the simon. To Yaakov, she Yaakov ben Yubin Achaisi. I knew what type of person my father is. I knew my father's scheme. I held myself. I controlled my urge. I wanted to marry Yaakov. I controlled that urge. Nichamti ba'atzmi v'savalti istavosi v'richamti alachoisi shleitetz l'cherpa. And I gave over the simanim, and like the famous Chazal, I stayed underneath the bed. And when Yaakov was talking to officially me, it was really Leah, so I was answering from underneath the bed. Rabbeinu Shloilam. So Klal Yisrael, what did they do? They brought an avodah zarah into the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Hashem, this chus that I gave this simanim should be mechaper, should cover over, should be a chus to protect Klal Yisrael from their avera. And as Yiduach, Rabbi Nishleilam is moved to Rachel's request, to Rachel's tefillah, to Rachel's bakosh, miyad nizgaglu rachmav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'omar, b'shvilcha Rachel, ani machzir Yisrael imkoimam, Uksiv, yesh tikva, hope, Klal Yisrael's hope throughout all the tzaras, throughout all the galus, is Rachel's act of Mesiras Simanim v'shavu banim l'gvulam, Yidua, famous medrash. So we see clearly that the kiyum of Klal Yisrael throughout all the galus, throughout all the difficulties, throughout the doiris, there's chus hakiyum is the mesiras simanim. It's yidua, the question everyone asks. But why taka was the akedah not enough? Why did the akedah not come as the chus to protect Klal Yisrael? Avram is saying, Rabbeinu Shloilam, I took my child. 100 years I waited for this child, and I took the child and I made an akedah. I bound him. Can you imagine a father needs to bind a child because the Rebbeinu Shalom had to gebeten. It's a tremendous chus akedah. Rosh Hashanah, we talk about this chus akedah. Rosh Hashanah, we're masking this chus akedah. We don't stop mentioning and we don't stop bringing up the chus of the akedah. And yet, the Akedah didn't move the Rabbeinu Shloilam, but the Simanim. We don't mention the Simanim of Rachel on Rosh Hashanah. We don't ask B'schus the Simanim. What is it in the Simanim, in the Mesira Simanim, which is L'chayra, a greater S'chus, to protect Klal Yisrael in the Zman of Churban, in the times of Gullus, more than the Akedah? Akedah, sacrifice. It's an unbelievable sacrifice. Avram sacrifice. Yitzchok sacrifices. Yet it's still not the schus of Klal Yisrael, of survival through the galus. Mesiras simonim, that the Rebbeinu Shem says, miyad nizgalgul rachma v'shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is so special about the Mesiras simonim? That this is Klal Yisrael's protection. This is Klal Yisrael's act that they come with and gives them the kiyum throughout the galus. So an interesting klayaka, Rabbi Yisai. After the Mesiras Simanim, we don't find that Yaakov is angry at Rachel. Another person, he makes up with a wife, a future wife, Simanim, that this is a private thing between a husband and a future wife, and that it should protect, that she should be the one that he marries. And she freely, true, with a good cheshma, but freely gives it over to Leah. We don't find he's angry. As a matter of fact, the Pasuk says that as soon as he marries Rachel, right after he marries Leah, the Pasuk says, Vayehav gam es Rachel, Milea. He loves Rachel Gam also from Leah. Do you mean to say that he loves Rachel more than Leah? to say. He loves Yoiser, he loves her more. He had more ahava to Rachel. What does it mean? Gam is Rachel. He loves Gam, also Rachel, me Leia. Says the Kleyoker Haflu Vefela. What he loves Rachel even more. Not only because she's Rachel and who and what he saw in Rachel when he met her, Vayishak Yaakov LeRachel, he saw the Kedusha of Rachel. But even more now he loves Rachel. Me Leia for what she did to, for Leia. The fact that she gave over the Simonim is what Yaakov loves in Fakaret. Not only is he not angry at her, he loves her even more. Because of what she does for Leia, the sacrifice, the selflessness, the tzidkus. What do we see? That to Yaakov, it was a hava tluya bedover. What does he love about Rachel? He loves about Rachel hogufa, that she gave the simonim. The giving of the simonim itself is what he loves. This is the Kedusha of Rachel. What is Rachel? Who is Rachel? Who is Mama Rachel? Mama Rachel is Mesiras HaSimonim. Her Kedusha, her essence, her greatness. Her greatness is Mesiras HaSimonim. This defines Rachel, and this is what Yaakov Avinu is in. Ahava for Rachel. He's in love with Rachel for this. What is the schus? What is the schus of the Mesiras Simonim, which directly protects Klal Yisrael from the Bonecha Chatu? It's mechaper directly on the Bonecha Chatu. So Kipshuta, you could say that what was the Banecha Chatu that they brought Tzara L'toich Beisai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Avodah Zarah is like a Tzara. It's like a second wife, so to speak, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they brought Hichnisu, the Tzara, and that's what really the Medrash says. That it's true, Hichnisu Tzarasa L'Beisecha, but I also brought in a Tzara. I also brought in a second wife, my sister. In order not to embarrass her, I accepted, and I even facilitated that we should bring in this tzara to the bayis. And yet, I was not mekana, as the lush and the medrash, not mekana means I wasn't jealous. We find that in punishment for avodah zarah, the pasuk says clearly that it's v'kina Hashem is mekana. Kina is a lashon of striking with anger, which is really rooted in the word kina, which is really rooted in the word kina of kana kinesi. We find by Pinchas kana kinesi lashem kina mekana. So we could come and say that it was a midah keneged midah taina. Rabbeinu shel olam, I too brought in tzara lebeisi. And this was to be a balas chesed, not to hurt my sister. So if Klal Yisrael brings Tzara, they bring an avodah zarah into the Beis HaMikdash, which was the Taina. I wasn't Mekana. You don't be Mekana. Kina, anger, taking the revenge. And therefore it's Mida Keneged Mida. And that's the pshat, how this Mesiras Simonim is Mechaper. It fixes. It's the tikkun, it's the zchus for the Bonecha Chatu. That's the pshatova in the Medrash Kipshutai. Tzara, Klal Yisrael brought a tzara in Avodah Zarah into the Beis HaMikdash. Rachel says, I also brought tzara into the Beis, into my home. I was a Mekana jealous, so you don't be Mekana, take revenge. Mida keneged mida. L'chayr, according to this, which is really meduyik in the Medrash, it's not that the Mesiras Simonim was a greater act and a greater tzitkus than the Akeda, but it fits the tikkun that was needed. The tikkun was the tzara, b'teich habayis, and the kina that she wasn't mekana. So that fixes the Avodah Zarah in the Beis HaMikdash with the Lo Yikanash Hashem. Hashem shouldn't take revenge. But in a Hanami, maybe the Akedah is greater. And that's right in Rosh Hashanah. We talk about the Akedah, and not necessarily the Mesiras Simonim, that's Chus. But we could come and say, possibly, that the Mesiras Simonim, in a certain angle, from a certain tzad, is greater than the Akedah. The Akedah is an act of Isoiris at a moment. The person is moved. The person is moved to do an Akedah, selfless, to give up his life. But how about living day with sacrifice, with the difficulty of your decision of the Midah or the Maisa Tzidkus that you do? That's very different than just being Nisoyer. A lot of times people are moved to make a moment's decision to be Moiser Nefesh. Mesiras Simonim means that possibly she would marry Esav and her life was over. And she would have to live with this decision her whole life, not being married to Yaakov, giving it up to Leah. That possibly is a greater schus. Mefarshim talk, what is the bigger schus? Avraham's schus in the Akedah? Or Yitzchak's schus in the Akedah? In the Lashon of the Tefillah Rosh Hashanah, we say that Rabbi Yishon, we ask you should remember Lazari shel Avram Barachmov Tiskar. Akedas Yitzchak, Lazari, and there's two Gersoyas. Either Lazari is going back on Yitzchak, or Lazari is Lazari shel Avram. Who's the bigger schus Akedah? We know the Nisoyin is Avram's, but the schus might be Yitzchak's. He gave up his life. Or maybe it's actually the schus of Avram, because Yitzchak was at a moment to give up for the Rabbeinu Shloim, while Avram had to live his whole life. He would have to live his whole life with the decision that he gave up his son. It's harder, Rabbi Yisai, to live daily with Mesiras Nefesh than once to make up an act of Mesiras Nefesh. Rachel's Mesiras Nefesh was something she would have to live with the rest of her life. The problem with this is, then you have Avram had to live with the schus. So why, when Avram asks for the schus of the Akedah to protect Klal Yisrael, is it not enough? Avram would have to live with this his whole life. So Bishlam and Yitzchak, we have a teretz why his schus Akedah was not enough. But Avram would have to live his whole life that way. So Avshakem and Zogin Apshatra, but you say, maybe Mekentrachten to Zogin. The Beis HaLevi once said something, an interesting observation. You come to the Rav, and the Rav says that the behemah is a Safik Treifa. It could be thousands of dollars of a behemah. The person has no question, he has no issue, he'll throw the behemah out. Treif, Vervetes and Treif, who's going to eat something which is Safik, a questionable if it's kosher? Yet a person could fight with another person over $100 and fight till the bitter end. And if the Rav says he's wrong and he owes the money to you, he gets angry at the Rav. The same person was ready to throw out, because the Rav told him that it's Sofik Treif, he's ready to throw out $1,000. While the person could 2 days later come and fight and get angry and become to tumult against the Rav because of $100. Says the Beis HaLevi, the answer is very simple. It's easier to throw out the $1,000 than to give up to the other person $100. So Falirin, thus he's ready for. So Falirin Tziyanim, to give up to the other person, that takes a lot. Most people can't handle that. So we could come and say that it's true that Avram was ready to be Moiser Nefesh. The Akedah, the Schus Akedah is an unbelievable Schus. But Rachel was not only Moiser Nefesh, giving up hers, but giving up hers to Yenim, her sister. That's an unbelievable Mesiras Nefesh. It's one thing to give up, to sacrifice. But as Yenim, that someone else should get what you think is really coming to you, That's an unbelievable Mesiras Nefesh. And I want to tell her the Olam Raboisai, there's a Medrash Tanchuma, which is eye-opening and surprising. I don't know how many people know this Medrash, but it's an often a Medrash Tanchuma and a Yalkut. Vayera Kufalev, the Yalkut says, Vayelchu Shneim Yachtov. I quote you the Lashon because I'm almost afraid to say over the Lashon of the Chazal with misquoting even at one syllable. So I'll read it exactly where the Chazal stated. Yalkut, Vayelchu Shneim Yachtov. Vayelchu Shneim Yachtov, but the Akeda, they both went, says the Yalkut, the Medrash, Zel Akiv, Zel Yokid. Avram went ready to sacrifice, and Yitzchak went ready to get sacrificed. Le'okit. Boaz Satan Eitzel Yitzchak. The Satan came to talk to Yitzchak. The Satan came to put in his mind doubt. Va'amalei. And he tells him, Shekol prugiyosh asi mechli yishmol sani debesi yarusa. Whatever your mother made for you, the jackets, the coats, all the things she knitted, those beautiful mother knits and does and makes for her child. Are you ready that Yishmael should get it? You get, if you get killed by the Akedah, who's going to get it? Yishmael's going to get it. Steht in Medrash, Hadohu dichsiv ayoymer ovi, ovi. Why is he saying twice, Ovi, Ovi? Shnei pa'amim kidei shiyismale olav rachamim. He was trying to awaken rachamim in Avram Avinu. He shouldn't be makrif him. He shouldn't do the Akedah. Even Yitzhak had second doubts of the Akedah. He was ready to sacrifice himself. He was ready to go al kiddush Hashem. But if it meant that Yishmael would get his belongings, he had second doubts. It's an open medrash, Rabbi Yisai. Even in the S'chus HaKedah, yes, it's sacrifice, avada, but sacrifice for Yenim? Even Yitzchak had a hard time with that. Rachel Ibeinu was jumped in to do that, to sacrifice, to give up her husband, and to give up possibly her whole life, being married to an Esav, and not only just to sacrifice it, but to give it to Leah, to Gem Yenim. Thus is a Mesiras Nefesh, half full of a fella. The Kasha, Akedah, Meredik, Akedah is unbelievable. Why is the Akedah not enough to schus? Why is the Mesiras Simonim the schus of Klal Yisrael? The Haftocha and the Shmir of Klal Yisrael? And the answer is because could be the Mesiras Simonim is possibly a greater sacrifice, a greater Mesiras Nefesh. It's giving of oneself even more than the Akedah. Both Avram's part of the Akedah and Yitzchak's. Yitzchak, maybe it was a one-second decision. He was the Salah, he was the Sawyer. And Avram truly had to live his whole life that way. And still, the Mesiras Simonim is more. Because Mesiras Simonim is to give to the other person. Avegeben, to give away to the other person. Atadas is half of fellow Mesiras Nefesh. It's an unbelievable Mesiras Nefesh. Rabbi Yisrael, I want to add to the understanding of the Mesiras Simonim another Peladic Medrash. It's a Medrash Tanchuma. Actually, Rachel, she gave the Simonim with personal Cheshbainis. There was a personal Cheshbain there too. Even when Rachel selflessly gave the Simonim, there was some alternative reason, personal, that went into it. What was the cheshbon? Sakta Tanchuma. She made a cheshbon that if Leah does not end up marrying Yaakov this night, she doesn't give the Simonim, the whole thing falls apart. Lavan is going to throw Yaakov out of the house. He's going to be roided from away. He's going to push him away. And she'll never get to marry Yaakov. Like this, tonight she'll marry Leah. He'll marry Leah. And later on, Yaakov will marry her. So with her wisdom, and the truth is you see clearly that she was right. Shtaka chachm, it's a peldiga chachm on Rachel's, when I klug a mame. She made the cheshbon that if Leah does not marry Yaakov tonight and falls apart, Yaakov is gone. And she'll never get a chance to marry Yaakov. Like this, there's a chance which ended up happening. So then again, the Mesira Simanim was with a personal calculated cheshbon. So what's the godless of the Mesira Simanim? Midachzach Raboisai. That the Teretz answers this kasha as well. Afilu zok min asida, personal cheshbon within the whole story, within the entire Mesira Simanim, there was a personal negiah there, but it's still a tremendous Mesira Snefesh to give to the other person. It's a Peledika thing. Most of her intent was not to embarrass her sister. And with this, to not embarrass her sister, she went as far as giving away everything to her sister, even if deep down somewhere she calculated a cheshbon for herself, a personal, but it takes a tremendous mesiras nefesh, Rabbi. Afilu chachma, even if wisdom dictates to give to the other person, still, giving to the other person is a mesiras nefesh. And if it was done with mostly the cheshbon not to embarrass her, it's a tzidkus. It's a schus, a selflessness, which is something that needs to be recorded. L'dayr'dayr'is to protect Klal Yisrael. Learning a meyvedika zacha b'yisaydom. We're delving into uncovering the tzidkus and the kedusha of the Mesira Simanim. And as we see from Chazal, this is Klal Yisrael's ticket, so to speak, to kiyum, to exist, regardless of what Klal Yisrael is chayiv to go through. They must go. They have this chus of the Mesira Simanim. And this is what Yaakov sees in Rachel. The mama Rachel, she is so selfless that this is Rachel. And this is her Kedusha. And this is what he loves about her. And if you unravel it, and if you take off the layers of it, Chazal are telling us that it's even a greater act of Mesiras Nefesh than the Akedah. Akedah, person, a father, is giving up a child. A child is letting himself be sacrificed like a behemoth, like an animal. And willingly they go to do this. The Mesiras Simanim is even more. And even as we explain from the Chazal that it was with the wisdom that she gave it to Leah. She had a self-interest. There was a but with all the self-interest and with all the chachma, to be moisa nefesh, that night, not to wear the wedding dress and have Leah wear that wedding dress, and to see Leah wearing that wedding dress, and to think, I'm doing it so my sister shouldn't get embarrassed. Yeah, I've added it with a cheshbon, that otherwise Yaakov is gone. I understood. Medrash. Still, it's a sacrifice. It's a geben tzashvesta. It's a geben tzayenim to give what's yours to somebody else. You know, Rabbi Isai, I saw a sefer Melitz Yosha. It's a beautiful sefer. Rabbi Ruvi Melamed Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the Mashgiach, Mishuz Panav Shlitzirim. He says three pshatim and why the Mesira Simanim was greater than the Akedah. The first pshat he says is that the Mida Keneged Mida is, that she's tying to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, is Kumpnir. Yaakov is mine, rightfully so. And I overlooked what was rightfully so. I overlooked and I said that I'm going Lefnim Mishuras HaDin. The din is that brach, it's my husband and not... And if you look at the Medrash, it's Meduik in the Medrash. Medrash says, he loved me, he worked for me. That's what Rachel keeps on bringing up. Why? She's tiny. It's my husband, he loved me, he worked for me. Salpidin. Yeah, but I went Lefnim Mishur HaSadin. So Rabbeinu Shalom, even if Tzedek, even if Din... This kum klal Yisrael that they should have korban because banecha chatu. I asked that you should go lifnei mishur sadin. That's the first pshat that he says. And like I say, it's very much meduik his pshat in the lash and the medrash. He doesn't bring this dikduk in the lash and medrash, but it's very meduik that Rachel's tiny in din kumpmi. When I been din kumpmi, so I went lifnei mishur sadin. You go lifnei mishur sadin too with klal Yisrael. Rabbeinu Shlom. Two lifnei mishur hasadin. Pshat one. Pshat two, he says, is that she's tining Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the busha of Klal Yisrael. I went to protect the busha of my sister. So you protect the busha of Klal Yisrael and not go through with the churban and all the embarrassment and all the degradation that Klal Yisrael is going to have to go through in the Churban and the Galus. This L'chayr is also Meduyi, because Avraham Avinu, remember when we read the Medrash, Avraham Avinu is tiny, why is my nation, why are my children Busha, why are they getting the Lash and the Medrash? V'yam ha'alich b'veis ha'mikdash v'tzoyvei v'tzoyig, Oma lifnei ha'kudish baruch hu b'mnei ma'nishtanisi mikolum v'lashayin. Shabasi lide busha uchlima hazois. So you see that part of the request is not only the death and tsaris of the churban, but the busha of the churban, the chlima of the churban, to which Rachel's tefillah is mida keneged mida. Now I cared and I try to protect. And I was zohir in the busha and chlima of my sister. And I gave up the simanim, see, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, protect Klal Yisrael from the busha and the chlima. That second pshat of the Meilitz Yoish Rebuven Lamezich Tzadik Levracha is meduyik in the Medrash, from the beginning of that Medrash. He says a third pshat to Reuven Melamed in Meilitz Yoisha. A dritte pshat. Third pshat, he says, there's an interesting gra. The goyin on the pasuk in Mishlei, kiner mitzvah. V'teira or. Derech chayim teichachas musar. It's a pasuk. So he says that the goyin learns pshat, ner mitzvah. A mitzvah, it's tremendous, it's light. Teira or. Where is the trick? Where is the shvira? Where is it? Does it take a tremendous mesiras nefesh and an effort? Teichachas musar derechayim. That's the way of life. Bali musar, in the name of Rabbi Yisrael Salant, it's easier to learn gan shas than to break a bad midah, to overpower a taiva that you want. Avada Teira. And he says, Givaldik, Avraham was chesed mitzvahs. And Yitzchak was tefillah davening. And Avraham Avinu is and Yaakov Avinu is Teira. Yet this is not enough. This is not enough that the Rebbein Shem should say, I'm going to overlook. And I'm going to be... Not pay attention to what's kum klal Yisrael. What is it that will make me overlook that Rachel's teichachas Chaim. Is Derech Chaim Techachas Musar? She Shviras Hamidus. Rachel is the Shviras Hamidus. And that is maybe greater than learning, davening, and chesed. It's a brechen, to break yourself, to break oneself. Midus, Shviras Hamidus. And I believe that that's the pshat kol ha-mavrel midoysov, ma'virin loy kol pshov, the chet egel, the Rebbeinu Shlom needs a schus of mavrel ha-midus. Because when a person's mavir on the midus, the Rebbeinu Shlom's mavir on the chet, and that was Rach. Rach was mavrel ha-midus. Avad, Avram is saying Akedah, and Avram is tiny all his chesedim, and Yitzchak is tiny Akedah, and all the davening, and Yankov is tiny all the Torah and Emet. Who's the Mavrel Amidus that will give the children, that will give Klal Yisrael the Mavirin LeKol Pshav? That's Rachel. Rachel's the symbol of Mavrel Amidus. Marvel, and if you look at the Lashon of the Medrash Taka says that Rachel Imenu said, Vikafti, the Lashon of the Medrash that we mentioned, the Medrash says that Rachel Imenu says, Musarti Lachoisi, I gave to my sister. What was that? The Lashon of the Medrash is, Visavalti, Nichamti Ba'atzmi, Visavalti estavosi. So again, in the Medrash, you see this Lashon, I was soivel, which means I was mavir. I stopped what I wanted. I gave up something that I want. The hardest thing is to give up what you want, and not only to give it up, but to give it up to the other person. That's the greatest Mesiras Nefesh. Savalti, it's a miracle Lashon in the Medrash. Savalti estavosi. It's Chaynhalten. This is Chaynhalten. Chamsha Peldig Loshen. Rachel Imenu is saying, Sovalti es tavosi. My Ritzoyin. I wanted it so much. And I stopped. And I was able to hold myself back to be Maver on Lidoisai. And to give it to my sister. Nitzna my Tzveta, my Shvesta. It's a Peldig thing. This is the Mavrel Amidus, which the Rebbeinu Shem says is going to be the Mavir LeKol Pshav of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara seems to say that the Maila of the Mesiras Simanim is actually not Rachmanis, even though the Lashon of the Medrash is that the Rachel's tiny, got Rachmanis, you have Rachmanis, Rebbeinu Shleim on Klal Yisrael. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, is mashma that it was a tsnius. It was a certain modesty that Rachel had, and in this schus, that's the schus of the Mesiras Simanim. The Gemara says clearly that because Rachel had a tznius, so yotze mimena. This tznius that she didn't speak out, she didn't say that she gave over the simanim, it was a private thing, and she didn't say anything. She let it go. That itself is the mail of the Mesiras Simanim, that because of that, she had a Shaul HaMelech, that Shaul also, when he became the king, didn't say anything. Lehigid is Dvar HaMalchus, he didn't say that he was the Melech. Binyamin, Yesh Peh, yeah, he knew about Yosef, he didn't speak. All her children are people who have tznius, and they don't reveal secrets. Right? Binyamin knew with Yosef, and he didn't say anything. He never told his father, because he had a tznius. Frek the Rashash, wait a minute, is it because of Rachmanis Mesiras Simanim, or is it tznius Mesiras Simanim? What is the underlying tzitkus of the Mesiras Simanim, Frek the Rashash? It's a steer in the Gemara. Abay say midachzach the pshat is go pashit as efshe kemen zogin. What is tznius? Tznius is that a person is selfless. You know, in a room, where a person is loud. Why is he loud? He's loud because he's all about himself. When a person is selfless, that means he's unidentifiable. You don't hear from him because he's selfless. The mid of Rachmanis and the mid of Tznius is two sides of the same coin. The Shairish of Rachmanis is really to be selfless. It's to give of oneself and to care so much about the other person. The Tznius comes from the same thing. It's selfless. This is the Yesod of the Tznius, the Mesiras Simanim, the Rachmanis. I want to tell you over something very interesting. There's a Maisa, and I always think about this Maisa. It's something very interesting. You know, in the Mir Yeshiva today, thousands of people are learning, and there's a peace between each of the Magidei Shiurim and the Talmidei Chachamim. Whoever comes to the Yeshiva, they're happy for that person to one day become a Magid Shir, to have a Chabura and Olam that's sitting and learning underneath the person. Almost unheard of. Normally there's the Shivas, and each one has his position, and he's somewhat concerned that no one else should get. Mere selfless. Where does that come from? I believe that the Shairish of it is the Evan Hapina of the Mir Yeshiva. It's started by the groundbreaking. What do I mean by the groundbreaking? It's brought down that Rebbeleizer Yudel Finkel, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Rebbeleizer Yudel, Mir Yeshiva from Europe, he sent a letter to his father, the Alter, that the Bochum Yeshiva want Reb Yeruchim, the Mashgiach, to become the Mashgiach, Reb Yeruchim. Famous Heiliger, Mashgiach, Reb Yeruchim. Should he take Reb Yeruchim? Now Rebbeleizer Yudel was more of a serene, more tsanua, more quiet. Reb Yeruchim was a tremendous personality. Bochum like, or Yeshiva that will lead, a Mashgiach that will lead. Rebbeleizer Yudel was more nechpal akelim. He was more hidden. It's interesting, his father, the Alter, never signed his name. He would sign Hatzafun. That's where the name of the Sefer, Ar Hatzafun, comes from. The light of Tzafun. Why, what's Tzafun? Of course, the name Finkel is in there. But Tzafun means the hidden one. He never signed his name because he was hidden. Tzanua. There was a Tznius. And Rebbeleizer Yudel was Yairish, this Tznius. So he's asking his father in a letter, should he take Reb Yeruchim, who is a dynamic personality? The Bachram want him. The Alter, Zecher Tzadik, V'Kodesh Levracha, wrote back, if you take Reb Yeruchim for the Bachram, it's the best thing. For you, it's the worst thing. You're going to lose the yeshiva. For the Bachim, it's Meiridik. For them, for their Aliyah Ruchni, it's unbelievable to have Rabbi Yeruchim. Rabbi Yeruchim. Rabbi Yeruchim. He could lead them in Ruchnius. But for you, not such a good thing, because you're going to lose the yeshiva. You're not Rabbi Yeruchim's personality, his dynamic, his charisma. Tell me, Rabbi Isai, did Rebbeleizer Yudel take, well, did he take the Mashgiach, Rabbi Yeruchim? And the answer is, of course, history records. We know what the history is. Selflessly, Hatzafun. He was hidden. There was a Tznius. What was the Tznius? It was selfless. And the selfless, he was able to give to somebody else. He was able to give the reins and the kovod and the honor and the position. This is the Chazal. The Tznius of Rachel was the Shairish of the Rachmanis of Rachel. She was selfless. There was no Rachel. That's the Pshat, the Chazal. She was able to give Leah. How could she give Leah the position, so to speak? How could she give Leah? Chazal are telling us, Avadah was Rachmanis, but where is this Rachmanis rooted in? It's rooted in a tremendous snius, selflessness, modesty of I don't exist. This is why she's called Mane Rachel. Why is she called the Mother Rachel? Chazal say that the Eibishter tells back to Rachel Imenu v'shavu banim ligvulam. Wait a minute. Rachel's not the mother of Klal Yisrael. She actually only had 2 out of the 12 Shvatim. So Leah's actually more mother of Klal Yisrael. So what's the v'shavu banim? It's v'shavu b'nehem, Leah's children. So the truth is, it doesn't say v'shavu banecha. I hear that. It says v'shavu banim. So banim, it could be all of Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael pishachat is banim heim, and maybe that's what it means. V'shavu banim, that Klal Yisrael, no matter what, that they were chayta, they're still banim, and they're going to come back. But efshir banim taka means your children. Because Rachel was akeres habayis. Rachel was taka mama Rachel, even for who? For the other shvatim as well. She was selfless. It wasn't about her. It wasn't about her children. It was about Klal Yisrael. It was about the home. Rachel was the quintessential mother. She was the Mama Rachel, the selfless. A mother who was selfless. There is no Mama Rachel. Where is Mama Rachel buried? Not with the rest of the family in the Maros HaMachpelah. No, she's buried, not with everybody. Mama Rachel's not there. Mama Rachel isn't with everyone. Mama Rachel doesn't exist. Obviously, Mayis, Mama Rachel is separate. What is Mama Rachel? Aleim HaDerech. Today we know Maros HaMachpelah, it's a big thing, but you see clearly that Yankiv Avinu almost had to be misnatzel, he had to explain himself away. How you talking? He didn't take Rachel to the Maros HaMachpelah. And Yosef, don't be angry at me that I didn't take her to the Maros HaMachpelah. I buried her al haderech. Today we know Maros HaMachpelah is a landmark. But in the lashon of the Chazal, it seems like it was al haderech. It was just a grada. We just buried her. Agav urcha. Literally, Agav, the Urcha, the way, was just on the way. Baderech Lava, and he's explaining, Yosef, don't be angry at me for doing that. But that really goes to the essence of Rachel Imenu. She's Allah Derech. She's not Toifus Makim. She's not Toifus Makim. There is no Rachel. Rachel's wherever her children need her. That's where Rachel is. If Rachel is needed for her children to be Baderech Lava Yefroso, so that's where Rachel is. Mama Rachel of Klal Yisrael. She was Taka the Mama of Klal Yisrael. She's the selfless. She gives her up her husband and her life for the sake of the Bayis, for the sake of Klal Yisrael. What the dos is Ima. Dos is the Mama. Dos is Mama Rachel. That's the Mesira Simonim. And with this, with this greatness, this schus, the schus of this act, is the kiyum of Klal Yisrael throughout the Dorish. With this, I think we could say a meiridik teretz to a very strong question. We all know the story of the Dudayim. Reuven brings Dudayim, right? The whole story of the Dudayim. She gives the Leah with the Dudayim, right? Leah. So Rachel gives up Yaakov, Lachain, Yishkav, Imach. You'll go asleep. The Dudayim is able to give children. Leah starts screaming at Rachel. Hama'at kachtech es ishi, v'kach es gam es Dudayim b'ni. I don't understand. You want to take Reuven, my son brought these Dudayim. You stole my husband, now you're going to steal my Dudayim. You're going to steal these flowers. It's supposed to have some schus, some skula. There was something special about these flowers. Abaisai, it says later that Yisachar was born from that union with Yaakov and Leah that night. And then it says afterwards, Vayizkor Elokim es Rachel. The Rabbeinu Shloim remembers Rachel. Chazal tell us, what did Hashem remember Rachel? He remembered to give her a child because he remembered that she gave over the Siman. Rashi. So after the entire birth of all the Shvatim, all the children of Leah, all of a sudden we find the story, Vayizkor, the Rabbeinu Shloim remembers Rachel. What does he remember about Rachel? He remembers that she gave the simanim and he gives it. So remember it right away. When she gave the simanim, she should have had a child right away. It's a chapel de gakasha. Why only after the story with the Dudayim and Yisachar is born? After that, Vayizkor, the Rabbeinu Shloim remembers the simanim. The simanim was way before this. Should have been right away, Vayizkor, that night that Rachel marries Yaakov. Rabbi Shem should have said, I remember that you gave the simanim to Leah. Abay Sa'ef Shekem and Zagan Ataych. Rachel hears the way Leah screams at her. Hama'at kachte chesishi. You stole my husband. It's not enough. Tell me, who stole whose? What's Leah talking about? Rachel selflessly gives up her husband with the simanim, and years later, Leah screams at her, you stole my husband. What's she saying? Mefarshim say that Rachel behaved in such a way that Leah didn't even understand that it was originally supposed to Yaakov to Rachel, and Rachel gave it up. That was the way, the atmosphere, that was the Gisha, the approach that Rachel took, that she didn't even do anything. It was actually Leah, it was your husband to begin with, to the point that Leah could even, for lack of a better term, audacity, and I don't mean it chas v'shalom, I mean it to, with all the respect due, the audacity to scream, Amad kach tiches ishi, anander vot geshrien, vos retzte, what are you talking about? All the years, I don't say anything, now you yell at me. I was the one who gave you Yaakov. I don't say a word, and all of a sudden you yell at me. Hama'at kachti chasishi. And what is Rachel's response to that? Nothing. Good. Lachen yishkav imachalav ki, take him again tonight. And the answer is that the Mesiras Simanim came to a fruition, to its final conclusion. At this point, where she gave it so selflessly. She gave it so selflessly that even Leah doesn't chop. And then when Leah yells at her, you stole my husband, she doesn't say anything. Says her boy, Yisrael, I want to tell you something interesting. The child that was born from that union was Yisachar. There's a pelvic chidah. The chidah brings down in Kisei David. It's a very interesting chidah. Zak the chidah. That why Yisachar? Why was that the name that the Rabbeinu Shem planted in Leah's head to call you this child that was born in this union after the back and forth? Amat kachti chesishi. So Yaakov lives with Leah, and then the child that's born is Yisachar. Says the Chidah, brings from a blazmer Gamayza, a Rishon. Yisachar is the gematria of Rachel Masra Simanim Leia. Yisachar is Rachel Masra Simanim Leia, and he brings from a blessing Amaiza that the Rabbeinu Shem was reminding her, you're saying Amat Kakti Chesishi? What are you talking about? It's all Rachel. You are here now, and all the Shvatim that you have is because of Rachel. So every time she calls Yisachar by his name, it's a memory, it's a reminder of who was Matkachte Chishi of who. I always say that could be that's the pshat. Ki yesh sachar lupu'ulaseich. The Rabbeinu Shem tells Rachel, yesh sachar lupu'ulaseich. Yisachar. This is where you're going to get your children. This is the S'chus HaMesiras HaSimanim is in the word Yisachar, Rachel, Masr, Simanim, Lelea. And when does it come to its peak conclusion? When does the Mesiras HaSimanim and its selflessness and its Mesiras Nefesh for Yanim, when does it come to its final conclusion? The peak of its greatness? The moment Leia screams, Amat Karte Chesishi, which means Leia has no idea that Rachel gave, and Rachel still keeps quiet, not to embarrass her sister. Thus is the godless of the Mesiras Simanim, Ki Yisachar Lepulasei Chomer Hashem. Moshe's saying, Rachel Simanim, the Sir Yisachar, that's your greatness. And no one could match Mama Rochel in that greatness. In the Shviras Hamidus, in the Mavril Hamidus, in the selflessness, in order not to embarrass her sister, not to embarrass somebody else. And this is the S'chus that Rabbi Yisrael is Rachmanis, he's Nisgalgul Rachamov. Rabbi Yisrael should take the Mesiras Simanim in front of him, and be mezgaglu his rachamim aleinu to redeem us and take us out of this gullus, and we'll be zayichat v'shavu banim ligvula.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.